Keeping up with the Iron Skillet. Glad y'all been keeping up with us. We back, baby.
We probably can't coin that.
Why not?
I don't know. It's probably like...
We're just on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Unless we get famous.
Hey, I always said, you know, if we get sued, that's just more publicity.
Yeah, something.
Somebody sue us.
Yeah.
Don't sue us. I'm just joking. But hey, look.
Take everything I have.
You can't get nothing from me.
We got insurance. Look, I want to just do this random side dish, you know, because we are called the Iron Skillet.
Food.
Kind of. I want to know you guys' favorite condiments.
Oh, dude, I'm a condiment connoisseur. Yeah.
Condiment connoisseur. That's the title of this one.
I just bought three condiments yesterday.
Did you? All right, what'd you buy?
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Some Ken's Steakhouse Ranch.
Okay.
And just some Target brand ketchup.
You know, like, it doesn't matter, Heinz.
Ketchup's ketchup. Like, if you're putting... ketchup is the only condiment that can make something better and make something worse.
No.
It can make
It can make a French fry way better, right?
Yeah.
It can make a steak worse.
Why would you put ketchup on a steak?
People do that, though.
I'd eat a steak just steak. I'm a firm believer that if the steak is that good, it don't need sauce.
I'm surprised you brought this up, because you don't use condiments at all.
Yes, I do.
When? You're not a sauce guy.
Okay, just because I didn't get any on my sub today doesn't mean I don't like sauces.
You don't get ranch with wings either.
I hate ranch. I'm sorry. I don't like ranch.
Exactly.
Y'all are weird.
The guy who hates ranch brings up the condiments.
I don't like ranch. Dude, that doesn't mean I don't like condiments. I love condiments.
All right, let's go. What's your favorite? Wait, all right.
All right.
Let's restart this question.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got off track because I love condiments.
Personally, all right, so a condiment that I've been using a lot lately, and it's probably because my girl's cooking. I've been using a lot of hot sauce. What's the one? Texas Pete. Yeah, we got Texas Pete. And what's the other one? We got that in the fridge too.
Tabasco?
Nah.
Sriracha?
Nah, it's just like a brand of hot sauce. But no, I've been putting hot sauce on a lot. Like she makes these pork chops. I'll throw some hot sauce on it. Oh man.
Look, my friend Ashley, my best friend, put me on to one of the best hot sauces I've ever had. It's like aardvark.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally only made in... She got it when she lived in Washington, like outside of Seattle.
Uh-huh.
But they only make it in that part of the country. I got it on Amazon, and I'm addicted to aardvark hot sauce.
Aardvark?
Yes.
Becca coins that, too. She likes it,
it's
but
so
we don't
good.
Have any.
Is Arthur
had.
On the front of it?
There is a character that resembles...
Wow.
But it's not cartoony.
That's wild.
But then I think it's like Topo. What is it? Topo Chico or whatever. Topo whatever. My girl has that, and that's really
Topo
good.
Chico's like sparkling water.
No, that's
Topo, what?
Topo Chico is sparkling
okay,
water.
Okay, what is the Topo Tito? I don't know. Something with
the one
tea.
With the little cork top.
Yeah, that stuff's good.
I don't know. I can't do
Topo
hot sauce.
I think that's what it's called. I think that's what it's called. Mixed up sparkling water and hot sauce. Don't leave this to me.
I physically can't eat hot sauce.
You're not
like
spicy.
Like your stomach, your inside.
No,
it's not a spicy guy.
It's actually my tongue.
Oh,
like I have a super taster. What they call? Or
wow,
a super
no wonder
taster?
He's a condiment connoisseur.
I'm serious. All right, so I have this thing called a geographic tongue. Look it up.
Yo.
So like this taste buds in my tongue are like super sensitive.
And it will literally like...
So like yeah, hot sauce will... anything hot fucks me up. Yeah. But also salt. Anything really salty, just like it burns.
That's
wow.
My number one condiment.
Is salt a condiment? I thought that was like a...
I don't know. It's one
an
for
ingredient?
Me.
I think
me,
it can be
condiment.
Used as a condiment.
Salt,
like salt, I'm gonna, I'll give it
and
to
and
you.
And adobo on everything.
Yeah, I can't... So I can't
anybody
do salt.
Anybody that
like,
knows me.
Salt fucks me up. Like my tongue will like burn for hours if I eat something super salty.
Yeah.
So we definitely got to do this cheeseburger thing.
Oh, yeah. Because
you're a super tester.
I'm a super,
super taste tester.
Super.
He's got a super tongue.
A geographical tongue.
A geographical?
Geographic tongue, yeah. Look it up.
We're going to Google it.
Were you born with that, or did you have to, like, develop it?
No, I was born with it.
Wow.
My mom has
you're
it, too.
You're special.
Oh, God.
Dude, that's awesome. I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yep.
Like, I'm not even hating. Like, that sounds cool. But I guess
but I
it kind of sucks because you can't eat
I mean,
hot
I could,
stuff.
I do
yeah.
it sometimes. Like, I'll eat, like, stuffed jalapenos, but as long as it makes sure, like, all the seeds and shit are taken out of them because they'll fuck
all right, I got
me
another,
up.
I got another well, one that's high on my list.
Best ranch, though, in my opinion.
Ken Steakhouse.
Go ahead and get y'all's ranch talk out, please.
No. The ranch from Domino's hits.
Oh.
Like, it hits.
You're a ranch and pizza person, huh?
If I'm eating the crust, for sure. I'm not dipping my actual pizza in it. I'm not a big crust person, so if I eat the crust, I gotta dip it in something.
Wait, you don't dip your pizza in ranch?
I love crust.
Oh, well, yeah. I'll dip fucking Cheerios in ranch or something. I don't give a shit. I'll eat ranch on anything.
All right, I interrupted you.
I'm just disgusted by this talk.
Dude, I'll put ranch on a hot dog. I'll put ranch
okay,
on...
I don't know. That's a bit far.
That's disgusting.
I eat ranch with,
disgusting.
Ranch with hush puppies from
I feel like,
cookout.
Like, not even the taste, like, just the look of it on food just makes it, like...
Speaking of condiments, you got cookout the other day? Did you get a cookout the other day?
You said you're
dude, they hook you up with condiments. You need to go to some restaurants.
Oh, no, we didn't. No, we didn't go. We was going to go after the show, but we didn't.
You got to, like, beg, like, places to give you condiments.
They just, like...
Dude, cookout should be called hookout. Hookup. I don't know. No, they give you fucking... They used to have Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, but now they have their own brand. But they do have Ken Steakhouse Honey Mustard, which is...
Shout out to Cookout because they stay open late.
This is the most Travis has ever talked. You can tell he's passionate.
I got him on this.
He's passionate about this.
Look, we went on. I was like, look, I got some side dishes, but I'm not going to tell y'all what it is until we get on. He's like, all right, let's do a couple.
Also, Trader Joe's has some good condiments of their own. They call
like
their own Incredi sauce.
What?
Awesome sauce or something.
Is
and
it like you put it on a burger?
Burgers or whatever you want,
I'm
really.
A big burger sauce fan.
Yeah.
All right, look, I'm about to hit y'all with another one at the top of my list. Syrup. What? You give me like if you go to Waffle House and you get the all-star breakfast, you know, you get the waffle, you get the eggs, you get the sausage, the grits,
you
whatever
put it on
else.
Everything?
Everything.
Even your grits?
Put syrup on everything.
No.
I'm sorry. I don't put it on the grits. I get the hash browns, but I will put it on hash browns.
Oh, no, I'll put ketchup on my hash browns.
No.
Syrup, I'm like, everything. I can't have it touching anything on my plate. It's like, it's either for waffles or pancakes.
I agree with sausage.
Syrup on sausage. What about scrambled eggs?
No.
And syrup?
Nope, because I get cheese.
You do ketchup? Oh,
cheese
you cheese.
And my eggs, bro.
Okay, nah. I'm syrup everything, like drench whole plate. Oh, here's another one. This isn't a condiment, but like it's like a dip.
Butter.
Pancakes and sausage gravy.
I don't know.
I mean, sausage gravy is good on anything.
Sausage gravy is good on anything.
I'm just saying, try it with pancakes.
You know
also,
and syrup.
What I said, just butter. I have a story. When we were in Denver, we went to this restaurant, and we got two flights of butter.
Flights?
Butter flights.
Like what do you
like?
You
is that like a serving
dip
size?
It in stuff?
Huh?
Is that a serving
like
size?
Different
or?
Types of butter.
Yeah, there's
like,
six different types of butter.
Oh.
Six different types of butter on a charcuterie dip. Board. Not dipping. It's hard butter. Like it's like stick butter.
Oh.
And they give you a loaf of bread.
Huh.
And you get to try all different butters.
That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
There was like a butter from England. There was one from Brooklyn that was like cured in a cheese place. So it had like a little cheese hint to it. There was like a plant-based butter.
That sounds fancy.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
That's kind of dope.
I like that. I like that idea. Different butters. That's cool.
You know my number one condiment? It's really embarrassing to say this. Probably, but everyone that knows me knows it's true. It's probably gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Gravy on everything.
Is gravy a condiment?
I
guess you don't think of it because it doesn't come in like a squeeze pack.
If you've never seen Shatour Mad, just go to Popeye's and don't order her a side of gravy.
That's a very true
statement.
I'd be mad
too, I mean.
That's a very true statement.
She's walked in the studio before one time and then she pulls out her bag of Popeye's and looks. You can see her looking in there like, where the hell is this?
They forgot my side of gravy.
They didn't give me any gravy and fucking shit hits the fan.
You know, now that you bring up Popeye's, like, there ain't nobody more stingy about their dipping sauce than Popeye's.
Dude, no, it's actually, sometimes I'll go there and I'll be like, can I get a five-piece tender and some ranch? And they give me five ranches. And the next time I go there, they'll give me one. I'm like, where's the consistency?
You've gotten five of one thing from them? That's outrageous. Because sometimes you'll ask and not even get it.
Must have been a new guy. Like,
he didn't know. He didn't know.
Fired that day.
Look, another one on the top of my list, because I always get the popcorn, or I get the quarter pound of shrimp and a biscuit. Cocktail sauce. Love
not
it.
A fan.
Love it.
I can't eat seafood, so.
I had to get a container of it just because Popeye's be shorting me.
Did
like,
you get the
one
the blue
just
label?
Isn't enough.
The one with the little blue label on it?
Yeah, the blue top.
Yeah. I can't eat seafood, so I don't eat cocktail sauce.
Oh, okay.
What was I going to say?
But I keep French fries with cocktail sauce, like the Cajun fries for Popeyes.
What is cocktail sauce?
Horseradish and something else. I forget what it's mixed.
You know who else is stingy with sauces? Sheets. You gotta
really,
yeah. You gotta watch them.
Really,
yeah. Because you're paying 40 cents for a fucking thing of sauce,
that's
and they
very
and they're.
True.
I swear they tell their employees, try not to give them the sauce. I check my bag. I check my bag every time.
Like, hey, I paid because
they're
for
making
this.
40 cents, yeah. And they're like, hey, that's profit, bro, for nothing.
I thought he was gonna say Chick-fil-A.
Don't give them the sauce.
Chick-fil-A's one of those too.
Nah,
like,
well, I order on the
app. I mean,
app.
If you ask, they'll give it to you, but
like
they're going to
give
you the one.
They give you the, what I respect though, is they give you the, you get what you expect every time.
Yeah.
So you ask for ranch, you get two.
Yeah, it's
every
consistent.
Time.
They're very consistent.
Mean?
Got
yeah.
you.
Especially if you order on the app, because you can select how many sauces you want.
Oh, word.
Yeah, but you can't go over like, if you get like an 8-pack, you can't go over like two sauces. So you,
they,
the 12-pack, you can't go over three
it.
Sauces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Portions.
Remember when it was they were like out of Chick-fil-A sauce? I think it was last year. Yeah. They were like out of it. They're like, no,
really?
We ain't got none.
Bone dry.
You know, now that we've brought up Chick-fil-A, that Polynesian be hitting.
I don't like Polynesian.
You don't like it?
Mm-mm.
Man.
I'm not into sweet sauces.
Really?
Nothing sweet. I don't like barbecue sauce.
She doesn't like barbecue sauce.
What?
Yeah.
No.
You don't like barbecue chicken?
No.
Like, what do you...
No.
Not even
what?
Pork barbecue? Like,
as long as I'll eat the pork if there's no
We can't
sauce
take her to Mission Barbecue.
No.
Dude. Monk's barbecue. You've been to Monk. You
the,
like Monk's.
I have a thing. I get the pastrami nachos.
Yeah,
but
no barbecue sauce.
No barbecue
on it.
Sauce. I can't do it. Don't like teriyaki chicken. Like nothing that's sweet.
Orange
like
chicken
ribs. No, none of it.
Dang.
If it's sweet, no. I need salt. I need it to be salty. Gravy.
You guys are like the opposite ends
total
of the
opposite,
spectrum.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, he makes fun
I'm like,
of me.
Give me all the barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. All right. As far as sweet and sour sauces go,
not into it.
You don't
it.
Like them?
Not into it.
All right, I was going to make the debate, but you don't even like them either. I was going to say either McDonald's or Burger King, but I go Burger King. I like their sweet and sour sauce better.
No.
I've never been into sweet and sour sauce.
Oh, when I was a kid, like that's the go-to. Like,
you know,
because you don't like, you want sweet stuff.
Here's what I will say, and I'm sitting up on this because this is serious. You know what I wish I could buy in the store?
Uh-huh.
The hottest hot sauce, like the red... It's hot sauce from Chipotle.
Oh, I don't know.
You can't buy it?
No. And
just
it's
give it
like,
time. They'll have it.
I wish I could. And this is the extent to which I go. So when I'm door dashing it, there used to be an option on your tacos or your bowl to on the side. You could hit a little button and you could literally get a side of it.
Uh-huh.
Now that's gone. And
oh,
they don't
wow.
ever put that much on there. So I literally order chips just
so you
that
can get that extra
salsa.
Hot sauce.
Literally.
It is hot.
And
I like
it's
it.
My
yeah.
stuff. But that's the
never
extent to which I go.
Obviously.
Their queso's hot to me.
Oh, my Lord. He really does have a geographic tongue.
Because
that's queso. It's not spicy at
it's
all.
Spicy to me.
No.
I eat it, but it's still spicy.
Yeah. I was
I'm surprised that no distributor has picked that up. Like, if people like fuck with Chipotle sauce that much. Like,
I mean, they
like
got Chick-fil-A
Walmart.
Sauce in Walmart
yeah.
now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I need that.
Mm-hmm.
I need that. Because, you know, someone, and I save it. I order that. And I save it. And someone, like, went in the refrigerator and threw it away. And I was like, where? I was, like, flipping through all the side compartments. I'm like, where's my? I was like, Mom, where's my?
My sauce.
My sauce. And she's like, oh, I thought that was trash. I threw that away. I'm like, do you know what I went through to get that? I ordered a whole bag of chips I didn't want for that sauce. And you just threw it in the trash can?
Is Popeye's the best gravy?
Yeah. I'd say, like, from a fast food place for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mom make gravy? Good gravy?
Yes. My mom and my grandma got the gravy on lock.
Mm.
Like, they always take the marinade from whatever meat that they make.
Yeah.
And put that in there.
You know what's actually kind of good gravy is the jar gravy, like the Heinz jar gravy.
No.
It's pretty good. For a jarred gravy,
yeah.
It's pretty good.
I'm skeptical, but I might have to give it a try. You know what I mean? We'll see. We'll see.
Any other condiments you guys want to mention while we're on?
I want to mention that you said sausage gravy. That's not a condiment. That's a whole meal.
I asked if it was or not. I didn't know. Okay, hold on. Whoa. So gravy, just gravy is a condiment.
Gravy is just a condiment, but sausage gravy, because it's got like
more.
All it is
itself.
Is just, I'm not eating sausage gravy by itself. I guess you can. Well, you could eat gravy
by
itself
like biscuits,
too.
So, I mean.
You don't like biscuits?
No, I don't.
I quit this podcast.
What? This is wild. I'm learning so much about you guys today. This is wild.
Maybe, Travis quits the podcast because Shator doesn't like biscuits.
Maybe do an English muffin.
I don't know how just adding sausage to something doesn't make it a condiment.
Actually, like, I know some. I know other people don't like biscuits. Like, we had sausage gravy when we went to Colorado. Like, yeah. And I only got biscuits, and they were like, "You only got biscuits?" Like, biscuits are the best.
What else are you going to get?
No.
Yeah, dude, sausage gravy and biscuits is like a fucking staple for me. That's one of my favorite meals. Mm-hmm.
I could see that. Mm-hmm. But his family also makes A1 sausage gravy.
Bomb. You go out in the country, like, that's breakfast.
Dude, that is
sausage gravy and biscuits.
100%.
Oh, every Christmas, bro. Every Christmas morning, I'm like, "Mom, where's the gravy at?
Yep.
Where's the biscuits?"
You know what we have sometimes, Christmas
like,
morning?
Sometimes we'll, like, you know, she'll make it, and, like, I'll just run over to fucking KFC or whatever, get biscuits or Bojangles.
Just, yeah. Uh-huh. Just to have
just don't
have to
make them, so you just got biscuits ready to go. Yeah.
You know what we have every Christmas?
What?
Christmas Crunch.
What is that?
It's just Cap'n Crunch. it's just a little Christmas. I'm not going to lie. I just had some over the weekend. That's why I thought of it. We still got some. It's good till June, so we're all right.
I was going to ask
you.
I checked that. It's still good.
Was there that marshmallow Christmas trees in it or something?
No, there's no marshmallows. Oh. Just hard Christmas trees.
I don't even remember last time I had Cap'n Crunch. I don't even know what Cap'n Crunch is.
It always turns your milk like some weird green color.
I think the only cereal that I really fuck with is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yo, we're going to do that side dish next.
All right, tune in for the next side dish.
All right, we'll be back with Keeping Up with the Iron Skillet. maybe you can learn a little more about Trav's geographic tongue. Google that, and you can learn more about Shaw and her ranch habit.
And non-biscuit eating motherfucking shit.
It's true. I don't like that. It. Too much bread.
Ah, you put shit in the biscuit or in the biscuit or with the biscuit.
We're going to keep it rolling. Big whoops.